If you've been suffering at the gas pump, it could be worse. You could be driving a motorhome. Some bus-sized RVs get less than 10 miles a gallon. Motorhome drivers are now paying hundreds of dollars each time they fill the tank. That's enough to squelch almost anyone's wanderlust. Almost anyone. Patty Murray of Wisconsin Public Radio went to a motorhome rally where she met up with some hardcore RV drivers at a costume party.
Pirates are filtering into the Sunnyview Convention Center in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. They're mostly retirement-aged and have come here in modern galleons, motor coaches. This costume party is part of the weekend's fun.
We have a near treasure for you. I decided to save, to share some of me treasure with you.
Joel Hipp is in the spirit with bandana and eye patch. This gray-haired one-time Texan is now what's called a full-timer in the motor coach world. He's been on the road for 10 years. And yes, he feels like he's walking the plank at the pumps.
Oh, tell me about it. Almost $5 a gallon for the diesel, and I use diesel. And it's pretty expensive. But it's the cost of having fun, and I enjoy it. So I don't worry about it too much.
Full-timers like Joel Hipp seem to be taking gas prices in stride. Others are staying closer to home, taking shorter trips, and camping out longer. Sonny Gillespie made the trip to Wisconsin from his home in Southern California. He's noticed a difference.
This rally, for example, we used to get as many as 6,000 at one of this level rallies, and this one is about 200 coaches. Last one we had was about 300 coaches. People just can't afford it. The average big motor home gets somewhere between 7 and 9 miles to the gallon. So it's at a stage now where it's about 50 cents a mile to operate.
Jay Blumenthal navigates a golf cart around the rally grounds, and there are a lot of empty parking spaces. Blumenthal is a vice president of the Family Motor Coach Association, which is sponsoring this get-together. He's pointing out the variety of coaches.
These are regular gas engine coaches. The big ones have big diesel engines. So it all depends on what size pocketbook you have.
Motorhomes range from about $100,000 up to $500,000 and beyond. Jay and his wife Donna Blumenthal have lived in one for 7 years. It really does have all the comforts of home, including a flat screen television that lowers from the ceiling.
We have a satellite.
It's literally our home, so, I mean, it's laid out.
Washer, dryer, kitchen, regular refrigerator.
Life in a modern motor coach is definitely not roughing it. They have solid wood paneling, granite countertops, and leather sofas. These days, gas is the big luxury. It costs $600 to fill the Blumenthal's tank, but they say the camaraderie of their fellow travelers makes up for the gas prices.
Anyone will tell you, you come to a rally like this, you meet somebody, a total stranger, and 15 minutes later, you're outside at a happy hour, and you invite them in your coach. I can't think of anybody in the neighborhoods that would take a total stranger and invite them to sit on their porch, have a drink with them, come on in the house. I mean, that would be very rare. Here, it's a very common thing.
The next big motor coach rally is next month in St. Paul. The Family Motor Coach Association says registration is down a bit from last year, though they're still expecting 3,000 coaches to park at the fairgrounds. For NPR News, I'm Patty Murray.